Father, because of you, we can live today. Because of your goodness and mercy, Father, we can see another day. Father, it's not about us. It's all about you. You are worthy to be praised, Father. You are worthy, Father, of all our mankind, Father. We as human has nothing and nobody else to praise but you. You are yesterday, today, and forever the same. And thank you, Lord, for the words of every song tonight. They tell us who you are, and what you are, and how you feel about us. Thank you, Jesus, for your love that never leaves us, nor forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, yeah, sometimes when we are here, we feel nervous. But I have a word for you tonight. And it starts with what Rizita told us this morning. It was a very sad, humiliating, and encouraging story about a human being. And I know that everyone can relate to a story because every one of us had a story to tell. A story of how we feel sometimes. And everybody were moved by our feelings. And sometimes, especially the men, you work hard in your life to make room and provision for your family. But sometimes you feel like nothing comes to pass. Everything goes wrong. You feel sometimes underpaid, overlooked, and you feel devastated. And now you started to hate things in your life. Then there is children like Rosita, whose mothers tell them, I don't want you. I am sorry that you are born. And that label sticks to that child. And that child grows up that he is not worthy in this world. And this morning, I was so deeply moved by the story, and I tell myself, Rosita is preaching what I have to preach tonight. But it's a different story. It's a story about God knows your story. God knows your story. In Psalm 139 from 1 to 6, we can see how God knows us intimately. He knows our sitting, our thoughts, our speaking. He knows everything about you. He has a good knowledge of who you are, what ticks you, what you do, what you don't do, what your thoughts are, if it's good or it's bad. God knows everything about us. And if I listen to what David has written, I thought, you, if somebody knows me so well, then I have nothing to hide because I can't hide anything from God. And because he knows my heart, my fears, my thoughts, my desire, God knows everything about me. So where does it put me? It put me in a position that I have to change my mindset. I have to know God better because God knows me in and out. I must start to fall into the plans that God has for me because he knows my story. And in verse 5, put it on please. In verse 5, you go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on me, on my head. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Now, in the Hebrew culture, And that is to all the fathers. In the Hebrew culture, a father has to put his hands on his children. And he must speak blessing to his children. He must speak into their future, into their being, what their part is in the family, and who they will be one day. That is the rule of the father. But in nowadays, we curse our children. We speak negative to our children. And that child grew up with that negative thought inside him. And he can't become the person that God wants him to be. God created each one of us. Everybody sitting here was created by God. God has good plans for you. Who am I to speak negative thoughts into my child? Who am I? Now, the same way that the Hebrew fathers do, the same way God wants to do to you. He wants to bestow blessings upon you. He wants to speak what he feels in his heart towards you. In God's family, there is no room for nobodies. Don't sit here and think that nobody wants me, deserves me, or knows about me. God don't need place for nobodies. In fact, He wants to take a nobody and makes him into a somebody that are loved by everybody. That is what God wants to do. He wants to turn our human being around to deserve him. And we must not walk every day with the thought that I am worthless. I don't mean anything to anyone. Your place is reserved in God's kingdom. It depends on whether you want it or not. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. So every one of us has a place. Your name is written in that place or on that stool or whatever it is Jesus prepared. If you don't fall into what God has planned for you, you will miss your place in heaven. Do not underestimate the love of God for you. God is a God of love. Humans have negative thoughts towards one another. Humans speak negative, wrong thoughts to one another. Wife to husband, husband to wife, children to children, even in schools nowadays. Children want to leave the schools because of the way they are treated. The same in our workplace. If we are not treated well, we want to leave that workplace and go to another job. But the matter of the fact is God wants you to stay in that workplace no matter what happens to you. You must live out who you are in Christ. Because it happens with me when I work at Fruit Packers, the pack house under next to Pick a Pay. When I get the manager job, the people that was with me in the lower class or the lower income, when I get that higher step, God gives me that higher step, they started to speak negative about me. They started to pull me down. I have to stand firm in what I believe. I started in the mornings a prayer session. And then one of the guys go to the manager and he told the manager that I want to change the mind of all the people with my prayer. And then I must go to, we call it the red carpet. You must stand before the manager and explain what you are doing. And as I enter, there was five of them sitting there. And I thought, well, if this is the end of the day, let it be. And after I explained to him what my situation is, I told him, if you don't want me to pray in the mornings for the people before we start working, You must tell me now so that I can live. He never spoke a word back to me. And he said, go on with your work. You see, if you believe in what you are doing, God will always help you. Because God knows your story. He knows where he wants to take you. He knows your past, your present, and your future. God knows you totally and intimately. Verse 6 to 12. When David was, or David knows that God knows him very well, he started to do something that we as human beings are always doing. When you owe someone money or something, the first thing you want to do is to hide. He wants to run away. And if that person can't get you, you feel safe. Now, in the Bible, in Genesis, we see that Adam and Eve also tried to hide from God. But the most important detective of life never let you go. You know what? If we want to escape, God will always follow us. Always. Always. Because what David thought is, listen, God knows about all my lies, my secrets, what I've done yesterday, what I've done a few hours back. God knows all about it. You can't hide it. You can't put it under a carpet. God knows about it. He knows what you are going to do next. So God knows us intimately. And if we try to run away, he will still follow us. Not to harm us. Not to put justice on us. God only wants to help us. Because you can run away, but you can't hide from God. Wherever you go, even if it's in the deep blue sea, if it's high in the sky, God will always seek for you. Because he knows your story. He knows all about you. He wants to help you. David has a fear of total exposure and seek a place to hide. God will not let us run away. He will follow you all the days of your life. Not to point out what's wrong or justice for you. God is determined to give you grace. He's a loving God. He knows what you need. He knows what you're going through. He knows and he wants to be involved in your life. He wants to be. If you look at verse 10, even there your hand will guide me. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Verse 11, I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. Even there, your hand will guide me. You see, God's hand will protect you and guide you wherever you go. He will never let you alone. The Holy Spirit is always with us to protect us, to warn us, to help us. Never put the Holy Spirit aside. You are wanted by God. You are loved by God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God because of the faith we had in Jesus Christ. Nothing. We sing that song. We know that song. But do we make it our own? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. He knows my story. God knows us very well. Verse 13 to 16. Verse 13 to 16. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Pastor Graham, we are not here by mistake. We are not here by mistake. Before we were born, God knitted us together. So well do we know us. He knitted you with the patience and the love that the lady who knitted a blanket together. So did God knitted us together in our mother's womb. So don't tell your lady you are here by mistake. No. Nobody is a mistake. You are created by God. And when he was finished with you, he threw your mold away. You are one of a kind. There's no doubles. You is you. You are unique, one of a kind, remarkable and wonderfully made. That is you. That is who God created you. Don't look in the mirror and don't like what you see, because you tell the Creator, I am not perfect. You are absolutely perfect. If you are big, small, large, whatever, you are created by the one who loved you. Listen, there is no one like you in history. He gave you a personality, abilities, and spiritual gifts. Everybody has his own spiritual gift, personality. Everyone has his own ability. You are so well knitted together that no human being can make a human. No human being. We can't go to machines and try to make a human being, because God is the only one that knitted us together. God knows you. He wants you, and he made you. You are the treasured creation made in his likeness. God made you in his likeness. Well, Rosita said this morning a story about the guy that told her in the gallery that she was beautiful. Because nobody told her for a lot of years that she was beautiful, she was shocked at the instant moment that somebody speaks it out to her. Because she never hears that words. But in God's eyes, we all are lovely and beautiful. You are here because he wants you to be here. Verse 16 to 18. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Your life was already written by God before you was born. What we are going through now, God knows all about it. Then sometimes people ask the question, if God knows what's going to happen next, why do he allow it to happen? It's not for us to know. Only God knows about it. For us is to live every day. Every day that he given us to live happily. God carefully mapped your days. What will happen and will not happen. He created each day of my life for the glory and for my good. Each day. Not yesterday or tomorrow. Each day of my life, God created it for his glory and for my good. You see, it comes again to choices. What choice do I make this morning? Will I serve God or not? Will I serve Satan or not? The choice is yours. With what attitude are you awake, and with what attitude are you or see you the day? His mercy is fresh every morning, and he is ready to go with you through the hours of the day. You know what happens during a day? We've got so many thoughts in our minds during the day. We thought of everything that comes our way. But the person that we sometimes forget is God. We think about what I'm going to do next, whom I'm going to see next, when I'm going to that stop or shore or whatever we go. And we thought about it. But when troubles come, then we are reminded that there's a creator that can help me.
Our first thing in the morning
is to thank God for the night that is gone. And thank Him for a blessed day that is in front of us. Because you already ordained your day. You already created the day. You already has your ordained plan for you. All you have to do is to ask Him to go with you in the day. Then you can see things changes. Things started to happen. And you will always prepare for what happened next. God say to you today, take my hand and let's run the race together. Don't try to run alone. You're going to stumble. You will get tired. But when God holds your hands, when you fall, He will lift you up. When you are tired, He will be with you. You are worthy to God. If I took a 100 note and I spit on it, I put my feet on it, I put marks on it, will it still be 100 rand? See what happens. The value of the rand will be still the same, no matter how the rand looks like, the 100 rand looks. It's the same. Your value to God is still the same, no matter how you look. No matter what people say about you. No matter what people think about you. You are still valued to God. And that's why in a few days we're going to celebrate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. That's why Psalm 139 is so important to us. Because of our worthiness, because of our story that God knows, He sent His only begotten Son so that me and you can be saved. So worthy are we to God. Walk into God's plan for your life. Tonight and the days ahead, only one choice can change your life. Only one choice. You see, when people are dead on the inside, they can't live on the outside. If you are dead on the inside, if nothing goes on here, you can't live. You can't live. Don't pamper the disease. See the healing. If people said you are unworthy, don't pamper it. Don't pamper the disease. See God's glory. Don't nurture the wrong things in life. See your resurrection. Because if you are dead on the inside, you cannot live to worship God. Try to make that choice tonight. The process you are in now is not the end of your story. You have still a long way to go. Follow the story of Jesus Christ. You see, there's a road that we must walk on. That road is full of curves, steep hills, bumpers, all that kind of stuff. But at the end of that road, we will come to a place called success. And that is where God are waiting for us. He wants us to run the race with endurance. He wants us to fight the fights. He wants us to listen to His voice and feel His heart. The love that He had for us. His advice is more important than our own plans for our own lives. Listen to what God has to say to you tonight. Because God knows your story. You may say that nobody wants me. I deserve nobody. I'm unworthy, unwanted, unloved. But tonight Jesus said to you, you are my only precious son. And I need you. I want you. And I love you. Jesus knows your story. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, there are so many stories to tell. We can listen to the story of Christmas. We can listen to the story of your crucifixion. But Father, you also give us a story to tell. A story of my life. Where I'm headed, where I'm going, what is my direction? God, you know it. You have planned it, and you are waiting for me. All I have to do tonight, Father, is to follow you, to walk the road with my head high, to say, Jesus, I am with you all the days of my life. No matter what happens during this race, my eyes will be fixed on you. And Jesus, thank you for the path that you have brought me. From here on, Father, I will still run the race with endurance. Still, Father, be the one that you want me to be. But you have to help me. You have to guide me. And you have to protect me. Thank you, Jesus, for all the people here tonight. I pray for a blessed week. And I pray, Father, that you will carry them through every day and help them, Father, where they need, and be the God of hope for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.